Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 13th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day on this new program, we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this says to us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 44 points, about 0.4%, to 11,105. The S&P 500 gained 10 points, about 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite up 37 points, 1.5%, a big day for the NASDAQ. The 10-year bond yield is up to 1.994%. It wasn't the beach at Mykonos or the steps of Positano, but Greece and Italy were on the minds of market players today. Italy held an auction of government bonds that was judged a sorry affair. Interest rates had to run higher to attract buyers amid all the nerves about the future of European Economic Union. Italy is talking to China about buying their bonds, but it's not clear that'll happen. Then there is Greece. Germany's chancellor today made a point of going on the radio to tell her deputies to stop talking about some kind of Greek default, orderly or otherwise. We checked with Jeffrey Palma, head of global equities strategy for UBS Investments, about his mood, given the high-stakes maneuvering by European policymakers.
I think the point here is, how can they allow Greece to default in a way that's not going to result in a broader financial crisis? So the challenge for policymakers is to make sure that the banks are healthy enough, and by healthy I mean well-capitalized. And I think, again, that's the direction that we're moving to in Europe, generally speaking, is to get these banks shored up so that in the event of a default, the rest of the markets can react in an orderly way.
So attention being paid to the situation in Europe. What about the American domestic economy? There was some new data today. The National Federation for Independent Business says that small business optimism is down.
August data that we're getting now continues to confirm what we were seeing earlier this month and late last month, and that is that a whole bunch of things, maybe the sovereign debt crisis in Europe, but also the budget negotiations here in the U.S. had a clear negative impact on sentiment in the U.S., and that was true on the consumer side, that was true on the business side, it was true on the production side.
It's becoming clear that something has to be done in this country. Did you see the Census Bureau figures today on the poverty rate? 46 million people are considered poor in this country. It hasn't been that bad since the Eisenhower administration.
The issue of income inequality, I think, is a very big one. And we're seeing this play through in social pressures around the world. And I think that social pressure in the country is going to continue to be an issue. It's one of the reasons why you need to see employment rise, right? Because obviously those who are poor are probably also unemployed. It's all the more reason why we need to see some jobs created.
Jeffrey Palma, global equity strategist at UBS. And the Wall Street Journal looked at some higher education data showing that business school applications this year are down about 10% on average. Often MBA applications go up during economic downturns, but this has been, as you've noticed, a long economic downturn. Now here's The Pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. That pulse is weakening. Our gauge, sales of diesel fuel. A study from Ceridian and UCLA reveals that truckers bought less diesel in July and August. Why? Well, because they're transporting less stuff around the country, in part because we don't feel that we can buy as much in such an uncertain economy. You can go online to read that report and track the pulse of the economy via marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.